Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, October 24th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of science news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is Investor News Breaks: Why Fairchild Gold Corp is One to Watch. Fairchild Gold Corp is making waves in the mineral exploration sector with its focus on projects with historical production, multi-metal potential, and modern exploration methods. The company's Nevada Titan project and Golden Arrow project in Nevada, along with the Fairchild Lake property in Ontario, showcase its commitment to unlocking the potential of mineralized systems. Fairchild aims to build long-term value through responsible development practices and AI integration. For more information on Fairchild Gold Corp, visit their website at www.fairchildgold.com. Drive toward new gold production advances at LaFleur Minerals Inc. CLFLR, OTCQB LFLRF. Beacon Mill site in renowned Quebec Greenstone Belt. LaFleur Minerals Inc., a gold explorer and near-term producer, is making significant progress towards restarting gold production at its Swanson Gold Deposit in Quebec's Abitibi Greenstone Belt. The company is currently conducting a 7,500-meter drill program, with assay results indicating multiple mineralized zones suitable for open-pit operations. LaFleur's fully permitted gold mill, located just 60 kilometers from the Swanson site, has the capacity to process over 750 metric tons per day. With a district-scale 18,304-hectare Swanson site, LaFleur is well-positioned for potential expansion. The company aims to begin production early next year, following a de-risked bulk sample from Swanson. For more information, investors can visit the company's newsroom. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.